Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for joining us for this Friday, April 27th, 2012. This is our 502nd podcast. Glad you're here. We're going to be talking about Kauai, and we're going to discuss the beaches over there and which beach you should choose. We're also going to be going over packages that have been booked in the last 24 hours, our Facebook question of the week, and lots more as we get through today's big show. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're located right here in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com, or you can just give us a call, 1-800-843-8771. We specialize in booking folks to Hawaii. That's all we do here. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, you certainly stumbled across the perfect podcast, because we're going to help you get through that and help you do it. So get involved with us. You'll be very happy that you did. Wow, it's been a very busy past few days for us over here. On Wednesday, I got a call from the Intrepid PR group asking me to join a blogger tour at the last minute up on the North Shore. So I spent the last 3 days up at Turtle Bay and hanging out up on the North Shore. So I have a lot of stuff to share with you. In fact, today's restaurant of the day will be one from the North Shore. I might as well do it right now. It's called Ted's Bakery. And if you're going to be staying up on the North Shore, let's say you're staying at Turtle Bay, or even in a bed and breakfast up on the North Shore, you definitely want to check out Ted's Bakery, who's known for their chocolate halpia pie. Chocolate halpia pie is like a coconut-based, creamy, delicious pie that you get. It's chocolate pie, and they specialize in it, but you'd be surprised to learn that it is a full-on bakery and also a great restaurant. And we ate there for breakfast, and you could find a variety of things to eat. I had the Loco Moco there. That's basically a scoop of rice with gravy and hamburger meat and an egg on top of it. And there's lots of versions of this delicious Hawaiian breakfast. I want to say treat, but it's a breakfast, but really you can eat it for lunch or dinner, I tell you, because it has that big hamburger patty in there. It's the gravy that makes a real good Loco Moco. And over at Ted's, they have a yummy, delicious gravy. It was just so good. So you can find lots of things there. You can even find malasada there. The malasadas aren't that good, but if you have to have a malasada and you're up on the North Shore, you can have one of those, but I don't recommend them. They weren't very good. But they had spam misubi. They had everything that you could imagine in the way of baked goods, all kinds of cookies and pastries, and of course, lots of variations of their different pies. They even had Ted's Moose Pie, so you want to check it out. It's right up there on the North Shore. It's right near Sunset Beach, so check it out. That's our restaurant of the week for you to check out when you come to Hawaii Nei. Want to take this moment to say aloha to our listeners all over the world, especially our folks in Japan, over on the mainland, in California, all over who are downloading our podcast. We do appreciate it. And I would love to hear from you guys. If you enjoy the show, you're hearing my voice right now, send me a little bit of encouragement. Let me know you're listening and that you enjoy the program. It would be greatly appreciated. You can drop me a line at bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. Lots of ways to stay in touch with me here. You can follow me on Twitter @AlohaBruce or on our Facebook pages, Hawaii Vacation or Hawaii Vacations. Also, Hawaii Aloha Travel. That's our company page. Definitely check that out. We're also on Pinterest now, too. And just everywhere you can imagine. Don't forget to check out our blog, Hawaii-Aloha.com. Lots of stuff on our blog this week. We're talking about the Ohelo Berries this week. Very interesting and how it relates to that movie, The Hunger Games. We also talk about the plastic bag ban, which is reaching Oahu. That means that when you go to the stores here, you can't use those plastic bags. And I think that's a great thing. That was started in Maui, and now it's really coming to all the islands. Also, cash mobs highlight small businesses in Hawaii. Tells you a little about some of the small businesses challenges that we face here. Also about Hilo. It's not so 4 Mile Beach, which is a great beach to check out if you're on the big island. I was just talking about malasadas, and we also talk about on our blog this week, Lihimui Malasada, which you can get. And they had it at the Iolani Fair, and there's information about that. And also visiting the House of Sun. from Mauka to Makai on Maui, a beautiful story about Haleakala on Maui. So check out our blog, hawaii-aloha.com/blog. Lots going on, and this week we asked a question to our Facebook users, and I asked everybody, are you a frequent Hawaii visitor, or do you want to come here for the first time? I was just curious about that. I mean, if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, you may have been here before, and you may be coming back, or you may be just a first-timer. A lot of our folks are first-timers, but I was just curious about that. Carol Silverstein says she's a frequent visitor. She tries to stagger it about every 2 years, and I was surprised how many just repeat visitors that come to Hawaii. I mean, Hawaii is the kind of place that you could never see it in one, everything here in one particular vacation. You know what I mean? Because we have so many islands. So it is very plausible that you'd be coming maybe one, two, three times or every year. It's a great place to come for vacation. Julia Skye says she wants to come here for the first time. Jim Turner said, not frequent enough for my home away from home. A lot of people feel that this is their second home or someplace they'd like to retire or move to someday. Kathy Mann Shockley says she comes about every 2 months for the last year, except this year. And she says, too much stuff interfering with her life to be coming to Hawaii right now, and she regrets that. Yvette Martinez says, yes, she's been there once, fell in love there, and she would love to come back more often. She's only been here once. Gloria says she's never been here, but she hopes to get here one day in the future. She says her sister and her husband have been here, and they say how expensive it is. It is expensive, but we can help you make it more affordable. George Sherman says it's his first trip is going to be here in 2013. He's already planning. Several comments in here, and thank you for participating with that. Beverly Reese says, I'm definitely coming over for the next year for the first time, and it looks like I'll love it so much, I'll want to come back again and again. So how about you? Are you a first-time visitor, or do you come here often? Would love to hear from you. Drop me a line, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. By the way, I just talked about Ted's Bakery. I did a video of it. You might want to check it out. You can check it out on our podcast page or just heading over to my YouTube channel, which I didn't mention earlier, which is Mr. Bruce One. So if you want to check out all of our videos, Mr. Bruce One. Also, don't forget, we also have another iTunes show that we call 808 Hawaii Travel Show, which is the best of videos. So if you haven't downloaded that, check that out as well. And of course, our app. Don't forget to check out our app, Hawaii Aloha. It's in the App Store. Please check it out and follow along with us there as well. Lots of different content in all these different sources. So check it out and let me know what you think. Bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. Let's get into the topic of the day, which is Kauai. And Kauai has so many beautiful beaches, and many people ask me which is the best beach to go to, and that really depends on a lot of factors because there are so many beautiful beaches there and unpopulated beaches. There's over 50 miles of white sand beach on the Garden Isle, which gives you a lot of variety to choose from. But with all these options, how do you decide which one to pick? You know, you have only limited amount of time, and how do you prioritize what beach you want to spend your day at. Now, I recommend by narrowing down the activities and your preferences for your beach day. You know, for instance, are you going to snorkel? Are you going to bring kids with you? Are you looking for calm waters? Is restrooms an issue? Or are you looking for a beach that might have a lot of shade? Are you renting bodyboards or surfboards where you want to do some of that? You know, these are the kind of little things that play a role in choosing the ideal Kauai beach for the day. That being said, I narrowed down some of Kauai's best beaches for you guys. And whether you're hoping to be active in the water or just relax in a lounge chair, you're going to find a beach in this podcast that's going to suit your needs. Polihale on the Kauai coast, it's the most western beach and the most accessible to people. It spans approximately 7 miles, and it's known for its very hot climate. It has beautiful white sand and expansive views of the Pacific. That's the thing I love about the beaches here, obviously, but these views are amazing. The ocean conditions there are a little bit unpredictable, though, and swimming is usually not recommended because of that. However, there is a portion of water along the beach. It's called Queen's Pond. That is completely sheltered. It's completely sheltered by circular reef patterns. It's really safe for swimming, so you don't have to worry about that. It's a great spot for beachcombing, lounging, exploring, and it's actually one of Kauai's largest, most stunning spans of sand. Now, another one is Lewai Road Beach, which is one of my favorite spots for snorkeling on the island, and it's located on the south side of Poipu. It's right next to the Beach House restaurant. The beach is not really ideal for lying out, you know, doing sunbathing, but the waters and reefs are ideal for viewing any kind of vibrant underwater life you can imagine. I mean, you can spot everything in there, from sea turtles to manta rays to, you know, there's needlefish, and of course you can definitely find Humuhumu Nuku Nuku Apuaha there, our state fish. Angelfish are also really, really plentiful there. You can find urchins, eels, tons of other colorful fish there. It's just a great place to snorkel. So definitely check out the Lewai Road Beach. It's right there near that Beach House restaurant on the south side of the island. Now, if you're looking for some surfing, some bodyboarding, or just playing in a shore break, Kalia Beach on the east side and Shipwrecks on the south side are really excellent choices. But you have to be very cautious of the unsafe ocean conditions out there. Make sure you check with lifeguards and check surf reports, because where good surf lies, there's also danger. You know, the most shallowest point of a wave is when it breaks. So that's where it's the most dangerous. You're going to find rocky bottoms there, and you can get really into trouble. So be very careful with that. Both of the beaches that I just mentioned here have, you know, a large stretch of beach, you know, that you can actually do a lot of walking and sunning. And they both have public restrooms, so they're really great beaches. Kalia has a lifeguard on duty and a lot of parking that stretches from end to end. So I really recommend them. Great beaches to go to. Although Shipwrecks, you know, has a smaller parking lot. And it may be more worthwhile if it's attractions, like jumping off a cliff, you know, the cliff over by the Grand Hyatt Resort, which you can do, is something that you want to participate in. And you can do that. And that's almost like if you go down Poipu Road and you just keep going till you can't go anymore, you're going to hit that beach. The north shore of the island has some of the most unbelievable, beautiful beaches that are secluded in tropical rainforest. That's the best way to describe it. And it's my favorite beaches of anywhere is located up on the north shore of Kauai. Tunnels Beach, for example, is great for swimming and snorkeling and sunbathing, and gets its name from the underwater tunnels that have formed under the reef. And it's a really popular place for snorkelers to frequent. Ke'e Beach, that's my favorite beach of all. It's great for all of those reasons above, as well as it's located at the farthest point accessible by car. And Hanalei Beach is a great place for kids because of its protected bay-like scenario and its calm waters. It has picnic areas, and it has this really cool cement pier that you can jump off into. I hope this helps. These are just some of the main beaches. These will narrow down. If you pick any one of these beaches, you could pretty much get anything done. But I wanted to help you guys out with the beaches because I get a lot of questions about that for Kauai. So hopefully that helps you out. Wow, we're running out of time. I don't have any time to do news, but I do want to get into some packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, this is just an excellent segment for you. First package is for two people coming in from Charlotte, North Carolina, here to Honolulu. They're going to be traveling September 1st to the 8th, a one-week package, staying at the Aston Waikiki Beach Hotel in an ocean view room. They've got the leg reading transfer. They got the Ali'i Kai catamaran dinner sail, the Atlantis submarine, the Paradise Cove deluxe luau with transfers. They've got Pearl Harbor and Sea Life Park. They're going to swim with dolphins. They're going to do it all. Total package price on this one, $44.73. Wow, a great deal. Congratulations to Christopher Gilbert and William Livingood. They're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii Day. And to Yaling over at Extension 20 that put that package together. Next package we have here is for four people. They're going to be traveling May 27th to June 6th. They're traveling from San Jose. They're going to do two islands. They're going to go to the Big Island and Maui. On the Big Island, they're going to be staying at the Fairmont Orchid in a deluxe ocean view room. They've got a Jeep Wrangler there. It's good to get a Jeep on the Big Island, by the way. Over on Maui, they're going to be staying at the Wailea Marriott Resort. They've got an ocean view room with an upgrade to ocean front. Plus, they got the fourth night free on that one. They've got breakfast for two. Also, a Jeep over there as well. Total package price on this one, $67.76. $67.76, a great package. Wonderful deal. Congratulations to the Negrisoli family. They're going to have an excellent time in Hawaii. Gina Marco, Gina Paolo, and Pierre, and Elisabetta. You're going to have a wonderful time. I hope I didn't butcher your names there too much. And to Melissa, she's the agent that put that one together. She's over at Extension 33. Give Melissa a call. Here's another package for four people. They're going to be traveling June 18th to the 24th from LAX to Honolulu here in Hawaii on the island of Oahu. They're going to be staying at the Aston Waikiki Beach Hotel in a one-bedroom. They've got a mid-sized car. And the total package price for this one? $46.50. Congratulations to the Haro family. You're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii. Thank you so much for your business. We do appreciate it. And welcome to our Ohana. That means family. You are now part of it, and we're going to do everything we can to help you have a memorable Hawaii vacation. And again, thanks to Melissa. Give Melissa a call over at Extension 33. Well, hopefully that gives you an idea of what packages are costing. If you're interested in booking a Hawaii vacation, don't hesitate to just get involved with us. Give us a call. Many ways to reach us. Get over to our website, hawaii-aloha.com. You'll see icons there of agents that are live right there waiting to help you plan a memorable Hawaii vacation. Don't forget to drop me a line, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. I really, really would love to hear you. It makes my day when I hear from you guys. So please get in touch with me and say aloha. That's going to wrap it up. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, for all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, I'll say aloha and mahalo.